Hi everyone, 我是 Anna.
And I'm Mike.
夏绿蒂的网。
That's right, Charlotte's Web. This is the third and final day of our story. So we're going to have to find out a lot of things today. What will happen to Wilbur at the country fair? What will happen to Charlotte, his spider friend, and her sack of eggs? And what about Mr. Zuckerman, the farmer? Remember, Mr. Zuckerman was going to kill and eat Wilbur the pig.I wonder if he's changed his mind about that, or if Wilbur will end up being inside a ham sandwich.
所以赶快看看今天的故事。
Or bacon. Charlotte's Web.
The next morning, someone said on the loudspeaker,
Mr. Zuckerman, please bring Wilbur to the judge's table.
Wilbur won an award.For being an extraordinary pig. He returned to his pen and told Charlotte the great news. Charlotte smiled and said,
Congratulations! Now, Mr. Zuckerman will never kill you. But I have bad news. I'm going to die.
The bad news broke Wilbur's heart.He'd said goodbye one last time to his best friend. Back at Mr. Zuckerman's barn, Wilbur looked at Charlotte's empty web. Although there were always new spiders, none of them could ever replace Charlotte in Wilbur's heart.
Judge, judge. The judge said the football player tried to cheat. The judge said the football player tried to cheat. Pen, pen. The horses got out of their pen last night and ran away. The horses got out of their pen last night and ran away.Congratulation, congratulation. My friends gave me congratulations after I won the contest. My friends gave me congratulations after I won the contest. Heart, heart. Jane has a kind heart and cares about everyone.Jane has a kind heart and cares about everyone.
So they just went to the county fair?
They did. They went to the county fair. And then the next morning, so this is day two、at the county fair, the next morning, someone said on the loudspeaker, Mr. Zuckerman, please bring Wilbur to the judge's table. that's my loudspeaker voice.
Mr. Zuckerman, please bring Wilbur、wow. to the judge's table.
That's a very good loudspeaker. You've never been to a county fair. It would be like, Mr. Zuckerman,
really?
It would be like that because the sound is, what? What did you hear that?
Mr. Zuckerman, please bring Wilbur to the judge's table.
Exactly. But that's good news for Wilbur, right? Because、okay. the judge...is someone who decides who wins some kind of game or contest,、right? We've all done this at school where you have to sing a song or, you know, stand up and say something, and then the judges will go 10 or 8 or 0 or 2, and they pick the winner at the end. So the judge's table will be where the judges work, okay? Judge is spelled J-U-D-G-E, J-U-D-G-E.G-E. We can also use this as a verb, too, right?
Right.
I will judge the winner of the competition.
So you are the judge.
I am the judge.、The judge judges,、you could say.
裁判来评分 the judge judges.
That's right.
所以这个字啊，动词、名词都可以。裁判 judge,、或者是评分、评断 judge.
Exactly. Our example sentence, the judge said the football player tried to cheat.
Oh, really?
The judge said the football player tried to cheat.
Yeah, it happens.
Yeah, but Wilbur doesn't try to cheat. In fact, Wilbur won an award for being an extraordinary pig.
He won an award?
He won an award. That's right. The judges thought he was very, very special. In fact, they thought he was extraordinary.
Extraordinary.
Extraordinary. Exactly.
I know. Extraordinary. Mm-hmm. So it means very, very good.
That's right. It means not ordinary. Here's ordinary, uh-huh. And you're outside of ordinary. So you're really, really good.
So it can be really, really bad.
It could be really bad.
Extraordinary.
Yeah, but usually we would say it was extraordinarily bad.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm. 所以如果只是看到形容词的 extraordinary 的时候、mm-hmm. 真的是非常非常好，比一般还要更好的。如果是要指特别不好的话，就把它当副词用 extraordinary bad、mm-hmm. 因为这个字基本上是正面的 extraordinary.
That's right. So he was extraordinary. Remember, he had a spider web with words、mm-hmm. on it. That's、
right.
pretty extraordinary.
Remember what the word is?
Exactly. Humble. Yes, he was humble. So I guess when they give him his winning award,、
right.
he's, oh, well, no, come on. No. That pig was better than me. I'm just an average, ordinary pig. Anyway, so Wilbur's very happy, I guess. Mr. Zuckerman must be happy,、mm-hmm. too. Says Wilbur returned to his pen and told Charlotte the great news.
Wait a minute.
Yeah,
isn't that nice? He returned to his pen?
Mm-hmm.
P-E-N?
Yeah, P-E-N. That's how you spell pen. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Pen.Oh, what does that mean?
Come on, no.、
What?
How many times have you seen a pig writing a book?
Charlotte, write words!
With a web, not with a pen. Not this kind of pen. A pen in this case,、uh-huh. but you're right, it's spelt the same way.
Right.
A pen in this case is like a cage. It's like a small area、mm-hmm. with some kind of fence or wall around it.
Oh, I see.
And that's where you keep the animals. So sheep、oh. will be kept in a pen,、
okay.
or pigs will be kept in a pen.
所以这边的 pen 这边的 pen 真的不是笔的意思、
no.
是畜栏就是有可能是木头的材质可能比较多啦反正 anyway 是畜栏嘛 让动物不会跑出去这个 farm
Exactly、mm. But you're right, it's spelled the same way, P-E-N、right. Our example sentence for pen, like、uh-huh. farmer pen, a farm pen is the horses got out of their pen last night and ran awayThe horses got out of their pen last night and ran away. Those horses must have been tiny to fit inside the pen. And then they got it. No, of course. It's a pen. It's a big area in a farm with some kind of thing. That's right. So Wilbur goes back to his pen. He's very happy. Mm-hmm. He sees his friend Charlotte. Charlotte smiles and says...
Congratulations.
Congratulations. That's right. That's what you
say. Like...Congratulations.
You think so? You think that's how spiders talk?
Congratulations.
Okay, that was good. But of course, no matter how you say the word,、mm-hmm. you say this word, congratulations, when someone does something good, when something happens to someone and it's a really good thing.、Mm-hmm. So, you know, on a birthday、mm-hmm. or if they get married、mm-hmm. or if they win something or do something great, you'll say, congratulations, well done, I'm happy for you.、
Mm-hmm. 所以当我们在祝贺啊或者是庆贺或者说、哎、恭喜恭喜啊 congratulations.So in Chinese New Year,、mm-hmm. we say congratulations?
I guess so. 恭喜恭喜。
恭喜恭喜。
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
For
living through a year. You're not
That's
dead.
Weird.
You're not dead yet.
That's weird. That's weird. That's not true.
It is kind of strange.
Yeah, we always say 恭喜恭喜, but that's、yeah. not congratulations.
Well, what is it then? It's like good luck or well done or...、
I don't know.
Interesting. But people do say it on special days,、mm-hmm. like, you know, like New Year's. For example, you could also say, my friends gave me congratulations after I won the contest. My friends gave me congratulations after I won the contest.
Right.
Just like Wilbur.
对如果比赛赢的话大家都会跟你说恭喜恭喜啊。那这个时候呢会看到这个动词的搭配用 give. Give somebody congratulations.、
Mm-hmm.
Or...Will we use say? Tell?
Give. Give is probably the best way.
Yeah. 就是用 give somebody congratulations.Give my congratulations to somebody.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And Charlotte also has some good news for Wilbur. She tells Wilbur, now Mr. Zuckerman will never kill you. That's good news, right? Because remember, Mr. Zuckerman was going to kill Wilbur and eat him at Christmas.
But is that true?
Well, that was true back then.
Maybe the sheep was making a
No, that was true back then. Sure, of course. Really? He bought the pig to eat the pig. That's what people do with pigs.Except if they're very special and humble and really fantastic like Wilbur, that's why Mr. Zuckerman will never kill him. So that's good news.
Okay.
Here's the bad news. Charlotte continues. She says, but I have bad news.
Oh.
I'm going to die.
Charlotte is going to die?
Charlotte's going to die.
Why is that?
Because animals die.
Oh, I thought Zuckerman is going to eat
Charlotte. No, Charlotte's a tiny spider. Mr. Zuckerman probably doesn't know about Charlotte.
The grilled spider?
Fried spider?
No, this is
America. People don't eat spiders.
Oh, are you sure?
I'm sure.
Do you eat horse?
Well, those aren't spiders. And no, people don't eat horse usually.
Okay, so...
Okay, anyway, so Charlotte's a spider. Spiders don't live very long, right? Maybe a few weeks or something like that. Mm. It's natural, right? Some animals live a long time.
Right.
Some animals live a short time. And at the end of that time, they die. Like people and birds do, and cows do, and whales do. We all die at different times. So that's really bad news. And the bad news...broke Wilbur's heart.
Mm.
Yeah, if something breaks your heart, of course, it makes you very, very sad.
Very, very sad.
He said goodbye one last time to his best friend. Bye, Charlotte.
Goodbye. And Charlotte just died?
That's right.
Oh, that's
But
sad.
He will always have her in his heart.
Uh-huh.
Right? Your heart, of course, is a part of your body, right? It's right about in this area, and it beats, and it squeezes the blood around your body. Of course, when we say something breaks your heart, it doesn't actually break your heart, this heart. You don't have to go see a doctor. What it means is it makes you feel really, really sad.
Right.
Yeah.
所以 heart 本来指的就是我们的心脏。那当然引申出来也有内心啊或者是心肠的意思。可是在英文当中如果是某个人或某件事情 break one's heart, 字面上好像是把心弄碎了但是其实就是使某人心碎让这个人很难过很伤心的意思。
That's right. So we're talking about your feelings when we're talking about your heart in this way. For example, Jane has a kind heart and cares about everyone.Jane has a kind heart and cares about everyone.
那指的意思就是 Jane 她的心肠很好的意思。
Just like Wilbur. Wilbur has a kind heart. So here we are, back at Mr. Zuckerman's barn. Wilbur looked at Charlotte's empty web. The web, of course, is empty because Charlotte died. She's not there anymore. Although there were always new spiders, none of them could ever replace Charlotte in Wilbur's heart.
No. 所以其实这边有一个关键字叫做Ever, 我们对于 ever 的认知就是曾经的意思吗？然后老师会告诉你 ever 会跟现在完成式连用哦。比如说你曾经去过日本吗 ？Have you ever been to Japan? Ever do something? 但是在这里的 ever 呢，其实指的是强调究竟到底或甚至有永远始终的意思。There, Mike. 接下来我们先进一下英文快译通，谢谢。
It reminds me of my pet.
英文
快通 ，Oh yeah!
I'm telling you, we are never ever getting back together.
I will never say never.
We are never ever ever getting back together.
But I.We'll fight till forever.
You go talk to your friends, talk to my friends, talk to me. But we are never, ever, 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 ever getting back together.
究竟这两人是在唱英文版的歌仔戏吗？明天同一时间，请继续收看《玫瑰随便演》。
Students, isn't this the craziest show that you've ever seen?
到底用 ever 用 never 的在唱什么呢？这首 Taylor Swift We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together 之中的 never ever 就是用来强调永不绝不的意思哦。而今天我们就来认识一下 ever 的几个常见意思。首先 ever 可以表示任何时候随时的意思，通常是用在否定句或是疑问句里，像 Evita 的小聚会是不是很好看呢？你们知道她是一口气拍完一整个月的份吗？所以咯，我就很想问她 Doesn't she ever get tired? Doesn't she ever get tired? 她是从来都不会累的哦。句中的 ever 就是用来指出 Evita 在任何时候都不觉得累。再来 ever 也可以表示永远，这里我们可以学一句很常听到的片语 forever and ever， 用来表示永远永远，像对男女朋友说I will love you forever and ever. I will love you forever and ever. 哦，还真是肉麻到家咯。另外 ever 若和 wh 疑问词连用的时候就可以用来强调究竟到底的意思，像我平常很爱看一些芭乐连续剧啊，常常就会突然出现一个什么秘密都知道的人，就会有人问他 whoever are you? whoever are you? 你究竟是谁呀？最后我们很快的复习一下今天介绍的 ever 的几个意思。第一个，它可以表示任何时候随时，通常会用在疑问句或否定句中。第二个呢，表示永远。第三个呢，它和 wh 疑问词连用的时候就可以表示究竟到底。好啦，时间又到咯，我们下次再见，拜拜。
欢迎收看玫瑰随便演。
Cause you and I We were born to die
Sorry, 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 Pacho, 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 Pac
too late.
Sorry, 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 sorry. Nicka, 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 muncha, pacha, 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 baby.
Michael, don't cry.
It just makes me think of my pet mosquito.
Your pet mosquito?
Yeah. She was so pretty and she used to put her nose in me and drink my blood.
What happened then?
Well, one night I... Yeah! It was so sad.
It happens, you know.
I know, but...
Anyways.
So I think if we've learned one thing today... From all of this, excuse me, it's if you're going to have a pet, don't have a pet insect.
No.
They're very easy to kill by accident.
No, no yeah. Spider.
You can't step on your dog at night and kill him.
Right.
Yeah, so get a big pet.
Like no a, mosquito like a pig. Pet. Right.
Like a pig.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, Michael. 好,夏绿蒂的网,希望大家都喜欢。
Bye.
Michael's mosquito.
Yeah, I miss my mosquito very
okay.
much. She was so cute. She had little wings and little legs.
Hello,
everyone. I'm Evita. 欢迎收看 A Plus 小聚会。各位同学有常常在外面用餐吗？像我的话就常在外面用餐，和朋友会约个有气氛的咖啡店吃下午茶聊是非啊。在路上我们也会看到某间餐厅的装潢气氛很优美，然后就被吸引进去了，然后就消费了。那一家餐厅的装潢是很重要的，身为顾客我们也可以给餐厅意见或赞美，要用英文说这间餐厅的装潢很棒，就是The decorations in this restaurant are wonderful. The decorations in this restaurant are wonderful. 尤其每次到了圣诞节，几乎每间餐厅都会布置得很温馨啊。英文就可以说 The Christmas decorations in that restaurant are beautiful. The Christmas decorations in that restaurant are beautiful. 意思就是那间餐厅的耶诞布置好漂亮。另外也可以有越来越多主题餐厅，他们的装潢摆设也都超可爱的。主题餐厅的英文是 themed restaurant， 所以句子就是 The decorations in that themed restaurant are so cute. The decorations in that themed restaurant are so cute. 相信大家都有用餐后填写意见表的经验，如果到漂亮的餐厅用餐，这句话就可以派上用场哦。
Charlotte's Web.
The next morning, someone said on the loudspeaker,
Mr. Zuckerman, please bring Wilbur to the judge's table.
Wilbur won an award for being an extraordinary pig. He returned to his pen and told Charlotte the great news. Charlotte smiled and said,
Congratulations! Now, Mr. Zuckerman will never kill you. But I have bad news. I'm going to die.
The bad news broke Wilbur's heart. He'd said goodbye one last time to his best friend. Back at Mr. Zuckerman's barn, Wilbur looked at Charlotte's empty web. Although there were always new spiders, none of them could ever replace Charlotte in Wilbur's heart.
Judge, judge. The judge said the football player tried to cheat. The judge said the football player tried to cheat. Pen, pen. The horses got out of their pen last night and ran away. The horses got out of their pen last night and ran away. Congratulation, congratulation. My friends gave me congratulations after I won the contest. My friends gave me congratulations after I won the contest. Heart, heart. Jane has a kind heart and cares about everyone. Jane has a kind heart and cares about everyone.